Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. What's today? June 2nd. We could clearly say that this is grooming day two, grooming children day two. I mean, my goodness, we shouldn't even have this discussion, Shannon. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Please do me a favor. If you're tuning in for the first time or the last time or the 15,000th time, do me a favor. Give me a call. Give me a call and tell me what you think about the topics that we're talking about today. If you want to bring up the gun control, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the grooming of children, and we're going to talk about the food crisis and the gas prices, of course. And, you know, so give us a call. And Shannon, she's going to give the number out here in just a second, but I'm going to give you an opportunity so you can get that number, get your pen and paper ready. Get your pen and paper. So I'm going to give you just a second, but get out the number. And I've actually posted this on social media, so hopefully people would get the memo there and want to give us a call. This is such a hot time. The Democrats are really trying to do away with the Constitution. So are you ready? Are you ready for the number? And let me say, this broadcast is being sponsored by ATP, American Truth Project. Please check it out, American Truth Project. You just go online anywhere and just type in American Truth Project and you get information. They are the sponsor of this broadcast. So, Shannon, if someone wants to give us a call and talk about the gun issues, talk about grooming children, talk about the food crisis, talk about the tyranny that the Democrats want to destroy with the Constitution, what is the number if they want to give us the call?
Hey, everybody, that number is 516-595-8069. You need to make sure you press number 1 to come on the line to talk to Will. Once again, I'll give you that number really quick. It is 516-595-8069. 8069. Remember to push number 1 when you get on the line.
Yeah, and that is the trick, because some people have called in the past and they're like, I can't get in because they didn't push 1. You have to push 1 to get in. Okay, so Shannon, there's so much to talk about. So much is going on. Where do we start? Where do we begin?
I mean, that's
how
the question,
do we
right?
jump into this, right? Okay,
yeah.
So let's just give it a try.
Well, you know, okay.
Let's just give it a try.
Okay, who you want to start with?
Who do I want to start with?
You want to start with Biden? You want to start with Pride Month? You want to start with gun control? You want to start? What do you want to start with? Because there's so much to talk about. I mean,
there's a lot to talk about.
Okay, so it looks like we're starting with Pride Month.
Well, I don't. What, you know what? Let's go ahead and start, because it's June. It's June 2nd.
Right.
And on the day one, they came out
hard
targeting, sexualizing children.
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah.
Now, let me remind you, this is the same group that constantly say that they don't groom children. They don't want to groom children. And this is the same group when it comes to gun laws, they say they want to protect children. But targeting children for your sexual preference, that's not protecting children.
Yeah, it's so funny because when you talk, well, actually, it's absolutely not funny. When you listen to these leftist talk hosts, like, we'll just bring up The View. Why not bring up The View? I know a lot of people hate The View, but hey, listen, they're out there and they have a huge audience. They have a far huger audience than MSNBC and CNN. And these people are just sickening. But Joy Behar yesterday was talking about, what do they mean grooming? There's no such thing as grooming. We don't do that. They're ridiculous. Right? And it's absolutely ridiculous. Will and I found one thing after another showing how they groom. And actually, what Will's getting ready to play
is
an example of this. Is what you want to set it up, Will?
Yeah, I just played this. So this is an audio clip of a teacher being recorded in the classroom actually grooming children, literally grooming children.
Yeah, talking to her student.
Yeah, this is what
she's a they, them.
Exactly. This is exactly what they say they don't do. Listen to this.
No matter what your gender identity is, you are okay exactly the way you are, and you are loved. It feels good to be yourself, doesn't it? The end.
How did your girls like this book?
Really good. Yes. What about you?
I am like JJ, so I'm not a boy or a girl. So I have a question. Do you know what you call, how do you refer to a girl? You say she, right? You say she is funny. And when you're talking to a boy, what do you say?
He.
He. And what should you say if you're talking to someone who is not a boy or a girl? Do you know? You say they. So if you're saying she is funny for a girl and you say he is funny for a boy, for somebody who's neither, you can say they are funny. Can you practice saying that?
They are funny.
So when you're talking about Coach Caroli, who is not a boy or a girl, what should you say?
What are you?
Exactly. I'm not a boy or a girl. So what should you say
they
instead of he or she?
Are funny.
Good job. Or they are my coach.
What are you?
I'm neither. I am what the book calls non-binary. Can you say non-binary?
Non-binary. You're a girl,
but
I'm
not a
boy.
I'm a boy
and
a girl.
You're a boy and a girl, and that's okay,
yeah,
right?
You're both.
Huh? Yeah, you can be both, or you can be neither.
When I was like, kill people, take
what do you feel? I can't tell you, but hang on. Let me ask you feel. You're a girl? Then that's what you are.
I feel like a girl also.
Then you are a girl. So what do you feel like?
A girl.
A girl? Okay, and what were you saying you feel like?
Boy and girl.
A boy and girl. Yeah, so we can all feel different ways, and you know what? It is okay to change your mind sometimes. So, if you're talking about Coach Caroli, what these are called pronouns. What pronouns should you use? She, he, or they?
They.
Good job. If you're talking
to a boy, girl, and boy.
What's that? What should you use for a girl and boy?
Yeah.
You can also use they or whatever feels right for them.
Oh, maybe he or her, whichever you want.
Whichever you want. So you can always say, hey, today I want to be a she. Today I want to be a he. Or today I want to be they. All right? Nice and easy, right? Is that hard? Is that confusing?
Yeah, it's so easy.
Where is the garbage?
It is confusing. And Shannon, you make up a really good point. We talked about this earlier about how they say that people are born this way.
Yeah, and yet she's sitting here going, you can choose whatever you want to be, no matter what day it is. One day you can be a he, and one day you can be a she.
So what happens
to
be being born?
Yeah, it has nothing
to
do with being born a certain day. It's a choice.
It is
a
choice.
And it's a fad, and we know that. And you know what is really disturbing is you could tell how young these kids are, right? I mean, they're almost doing baby talk on some of these little kids. And this is a PE teacher. She calls herself a coach, which is what a lot of PE teachers call themselves now. This isn't even a regular teacher in the classroom. So, but her, you know, Will, that this teacher, because of who she thinks she is projecting this onto the children. And what she said is, that's not confusing, is it? And they say, yes, it is confusing. Absolutely, 100%. And this is what grooming looks like, and this is what confuses our kids, and this makes our kids more suicidal. This makes our kids confused with the world. They know instinctively it is not right.
Yeah, there's already enough pressure on kids, and they don't need to
get outside and run around the field, for goodness
sake. Yeah, they don't need this extra sexuality being pushed onto them. When I was in school, especially at that level, it had nothing. The teacher didn't even talk about her personal life or his personal life at home. They were not allowed to. They were not supposed to. And just like the teacher that we just sit there and play, where they say that doesn't happen with them grooming the kids like this, that teacher should be hauled off to jail. Literally, I mean, that's what you call a pedophile, grooming these kids to sexualize them, to confuse them. Now, you know, Shannon, if you had a child and this was your child's classroom,
I'll pull them out.
Oh my goodness, yes. But
I'll
some people can't do that.
I have pulled my kids out of classroom.
But some people can't pull their kids out, so they're like stuck with this demonic stuff.
Well, you can ask for a transfer to a different classroom. But you know what? The sad thing is the way that schools are, then other kids will make fun of them. Oh, your parents are homophobic, so you got pulled out of the class. Or, you know, they'll be like, it just becomes such a volatile situation. And then we want to know why certain things are happening in our society. Things are happening in our society because we're a godless society. We're a negative society where we're constantly saying, if you don't think this way or that way, you're a bad person. Even heterosexual people, because we want to train our kids to be heterosexual, we're homophobic somehow. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Our world is upside down, and a lot of it is because agendas like this.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's not going to stop. It's going to increase.
Oh, it is increasing.
It's going to intensify, yeah. Because they're doing it more and more and more. They're not allowing kids to have a break, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, we got to do this now. They got to intensify this now. We have to indoctrinate the children. And another thing we talked about, they're going even younger with the kids, right? They're not even really per se trying to, you know, go full on in high school, because there's still some students in high school right now that know that this perverted stuff is wrong.
Yeah.
And they know that they're not going to go along with it.
Yeah. And to go along with, you know, that school video, we actually show another video, which you probably won't have the same effect if you listen to it here on a radio, but it's basically a new show that was launched yesterday, June 1st, Pride Month, on Disney Plus, where their target element is elementary school children. And it's full of trans.
Yes.
It's full of trans. Going,
that's all it is.
Oh, yeah. Hello. And they're dressed in Cinderella dresses. And they have on these,
they call them the dragon queens.
That's not what they call them on there.
No, that's what they are, though. The dragon.
You call them.
The dragon queens.
But on Disney Channel.
They just dropped the O-E-N on it, right?
Right, but on Disney Channel, they make them look like they're these beautiful people, and they're introducing that you can be whatever you want to be. And there's a guy on there clearly calling himself
like
a she. And this is for their target audience is young. Elementary
yes.
school children. It's disgusting.
Yeah, 100%. They're targeting kids. So did you know, according to the left right now, that it is homophobic or transphobic if you are a straight male that like women, but you don't want to date trans women? Is that the correct way? Trans women, men turning into women? They say you're transphobic. How about that you don't want to be a sinful person?
Well, call me transphobic then.
I mean, you know what? Hey.
Be honest with you.
I guess
you can call me whatever you want.
I guess
want.
I'm going to wear that with pride. Oh, snap. Honey.
I mean, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
You know, you have a right, you know, just like they want to have the right to be whoever they want to be with.
Yep.
Then why are you hate shaming other people that don't want to
follow? Oh, I like that. They're hate shaming.
That don't want to follow your, what do you call it?
Agenda.
You don't want to play their game.
You don't want to play their game. I don't want to play the game. Hey, if you want to play the game, play the game. But I don't want to play the game.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to play. I don't want to come onto your court and play.
Mm-mm.
And you're not going to force me to play. Do I have to acknowledge that you're on the court playing your game? Sure. But do I have to participate? No. That's the issue. They want all of us to participate. Listen to this nut job as he sits there and describes and say that, hey, if you don't want to date a trans, then you're transphobic. It has nothing to do with it. I don't want to volunteer and put myself in that sinful nature. Listen to this.
All right. I will assume that you asked this question in the way that you really want to learn. So I will explain all the ways that it is okay. Let's say that you're attracted to women. Well, if you're attracted to women, then you're attracted to cis women, trans women without bottom surgery, and trans women with bottom surgery. If you're attracted to BJ, then you could be attracted to a cis woman, a trans man without bottom surgery, a trans woman with bottom surgery, or a non-binary person, which, depending on their assigned gender at birth, having or not having had the surgery. But it is that exclusion that makes it transphobic. So if you say that you like women and you like BJ, then that would mean that you're attracted to cis women and trans women who have had bottom surgery. It is just that exclusion that makes it transphobic. You can have a general preference, but to exclude trans people is transphobic.
Wow. You hear that? So, I mean, because I don't want to live a perverted lifestyle, I'm being transphobic.
You know, there was a...
Then let me be transphobic.
There was not too long ago, and I actually think there was a verdict on it, where a man was dating who he thought was a woman, and apparently he had sex with them, and they later found out that it was an actual male that had surgery, and then he shot and killed her, right? And
him.
Well, him, right, that turned into her. And, you know, those are the things. And then the thing is they make him – now, listen, I don't think you should shoot anybody. Like, really, I don't.
Yeah, you
but the,
be
the thing is
yeah.
this
you
is a
be,
confusion.
You shouldn't be violent towards people. Let's just be clear.
Right.
We're not advocating for anybody to be violent towards anybody. And we're just advocating that, hey, let me live my life if you want
but
to live
deception,
yours.
But deception like that can cause people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. Right? I mean, we have such a confusing society. It's almost like, listen, I need you to take a DNA test just so I can see that your DNA matches with what I'm looking at right now. You know? Like, I just want to make sure. Because
do you have ovaries?
Well, I mean, you can say you have ovaries.
No,
I mean,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
We need to verify your ovary, okay?
I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy
you know
world.
What's, you
I'm
know
glad
what's,
I'm married. I'm glad I have my children. I can't even imagine that. And once again,
in today's
this is
world.
The stresses that we're putting on society today.
Yep.
Right? And then we sit there and go, why is there so much hate? Well, come on now.
It's not hate. It's
not hate. It's deception, really,
it's deception.
On their part.
And it goes along with people not wanting to participate in their sinful acts. And
right.
for them to come out and say, well, hey, you don't want to participate, it means that you're being a bigot. You're being hateful. You're being disgusting. No, I don't want to play. And you're not going to force me to play.
And you shouldn't have to. And that's the whole point. You know, they're forcing this on people, forcing this stuff on children. I mean, it's absolutely
disgusting.
I don't even know if there's a word for it anymore. I'm so deeply saddened. Like,
yeah.
I sit there and I think of this world, and, you know, those parents, you know, in that audio we just listened to, they probably don't even know what's going on, to be honest with you. And if they're a Christian like me, you know, you trust that your children are going to go to school and that they're going to learn math, reading, arithmetic. You hope that they build good relationships with other people and they learn that whole thing. But then now when we have CRT and we have LGBT grooming and we have all these now, you know, gun control being pushed onto our children. And, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if I should transition now or not, but, you know, we went to a gun control
No, that's not a gun control. You may have gone to a gun control. I didn't go to a gun control.
We went to a gun control rally.
No, it's not a gun control.
It's protest.
It's anti-freedom, anti-American, anti-pro-protect yourself event
right,
by these total communist leftist Democrat liberals. That's what it was.
The NRA was having an event in the Houston Convention Center and across the street because it was just days after the shooting. In Uvalde, there was a huge protest that Beto O'Fake Rourke attended, and there was just a massive people, right, Will? And so Will, you know, he likes to go and talk to people that he doesn't agree with. So he goes on the side of the street with the protesters. He turns his mega.
I have my Ultra Magna. Let me lay it out. I have an Ultra Mega T-shirt that's on my website, unitedamericanfirst.com. But I can't go talk to these people that are crazy with that T-shirt on because they'll just yell at me and they won't even say anything. So what I end up doing before I went out there, I flipped my shirt inside out so it just looked like it's a black T-shirt that I have on. So they feel safe talking to the black man with the microphone.
Which they did.
Yeah, it's like that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's safe. He's black. He has dreadlocks. He's safe to talk to. But, you know, so I let them talk and I just ask questions and they're spewing their nonsense, and every now and then I'll put in a question to ask a question, a tough question. And you know what? Every single time, Shannon, and I would try to, you know, tell him, say, hey, look, can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah, he did.
I would say that. I would say, can I play devil's advocate? Because, you know, just to have the conversation here, right? And they go, yeah, absolutely. And I said, well, I have to make sure because some people still get upset with me, and they got upset. They still got upset with me. But overwhelmingly,
because they knew once you started talking.
Every single time you ask a question that they don't want to hear the from, just like hearing the truth, when they don't want to hear it, oh my goodness, they come unglued, they go ballistic, they get angry, they start cursing, they want to yell, they talk about my uterus, you don't have the right, you want to protect children, you talk about pro-life, but you don't want to protect children in school. That's totally opposite.
Yes,
we want to protect
them. It was so funny. There was just one, actually, it's not funny. Let me tell you something. When I'm sitting there and I'm looking at all these people, I have to tell you, these people on the left are the most vile, disgusting. They said the most horrible things to the people coming out of the NRA convention. I was just sitting here going, this is what evil looks like. But let me tell you some of the most disgusting things that I saw. Because Will was talking to people, but I was observing people. And there was these this little Mexican couple, and they had these two little kids. And one of the kids was holding a sign. And the sign had a gun, and it said, Donut Trump, right? And I'm like, Donut Trump. And I said, may I ask you, you know, what your sign means? And he goes, the father looks at me like, well, my son made it. Those are his words. And I said, oh, okay. So I asked, you know, what Donut Trump meant. And he meant, do not Trump kids. And this little kid, I'm telling you, he was like 7 or 8 years old, had drawn a picture of a handgun with blood coming out of it. And then across, like a just say no round circle around it with the flash through it. That was the donut. And I'm just sitting there going, his parents indoctrinated him in order to draw that picture. That kid at that age, I would have never drawn anything like that at age 7 or 8, thinking that a gun is going to go kill people. Then they had little children, I'm not kidding, once again, on a megaphone in front of this crowd yelling, I don't want to die at school. Help me, I don't want to die at school. And all the parents are like, yeah. And the kids are like excited to say this. I'm sort of thinking, what kind of mental situation are you putting that kid in?
Yeah.
Now that kid, every time they go to school, because they're saying this over and over and over,
they're going to have it in the back of their mind.
I'm threatening to go to school.
Am I going to be harmed today going to school?
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. The things and the pressure that we put on children. I didn't feel like that was a place that they should have children.
And
some of the people were yelling, I hope your child gets killed by a gun. These are people that call themselves anti-gun.
Yes.
You guys, I'm telling you.
They are very vile.
I mean, I can't tell you what some of the signs said. I was just sitting there going, oh, my. You know, I've been
and
to a lot
but, you know,
of rallies.
What's interesting that they're saying that they don't want, you know, they get these young children to say, I want to be safe at school. I don't want to feel scared at school.
Right.
And I'm like, well, how about we get some armed guards the same way we did 9/11. After 9/11, what did we do? We beefed up the security, put metal doors behind the cockpit. The TSA got stricter in their security. But for some reason, we don't want to do that for schools. We don't want to do that for our precious children.
Right.
Oh, no, we can't do security for them because if we do security for them, it's like we're putting them in a prison.
And then you have signs like,
but they
white
have
supremacy is the problem in America.
Exactly.
And then you have books, not guns. And I'm sitting there going, there are books, right? And you can't say not guns because books and guns are two different things. Obviously, you know, they're saying don't equip teachers with guns is basically what they're saying. It's equip teachers with books. And I understand there's a lot of teachers that don't want to have guns.
And then,
I
you
get
know what?
It.
Then another
but
thing, they don't want to
security in your school.
But do you know what? They don't want to adopt solutions that actually work.
They really don't. Right now, people, we just got done doing another broadcast. And as we're doing a broadcast, I just saw breaking on Fox News, how they're
before you get to that, because we're gonna I have something that audio clip that kind of goes along with that too.
Okay.
So we have an audio clip that goes along with that. So I want to see, but let me play this one first.
We'll set this up.
Let me play this for you right now. This is an audio clip where, and I should remember this gentleman's name because I'm kind of jealous that he actually get to sit down with these crazy people. And right, you can look his name up while I'm doing it. But he sits down with these people and they're, you know, supposedly philosophers, professors, teachers, scholars, what have you, and they're there.
Mark Walsh.
Matt Walsh.
Matt Walsh.
Matt Walsh. Mm-hmm. And I'm like so jealous that these people
he wrote
sat
a book.
Down and talked to him, right?
He wrote a book, What is a Woman? And some of these interviews that, like, one of the interviews we'll go play right now is one of the interviews he did in order to write this book.
Yeah. So listen to this interaction about what is a woman.
Male gametes. That's what makes me male.
No. Your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
In reality, in truth, okay?
Whose truth are we talking about?
The same truth that says we're sitting in this room right now, you and I.
No, you're not listening.
If I see a chicken laying eggs and I say that's a female chicken laying eggs, did I assign female or am I just observing a physical reality that's happening in the world?
Does a chicken have gender identity? Does a chicken cry?
Well,
does a chicken commit suicide? Let's frame it because you're trying.
Chicken has sex like any biological organism.
A chicken has an assigned gender, but a chicken doesn't have a gender identity.
So we assign female to chickens when they lay eggs.
We assume they're female if they lay eggs.
And these are people that he's talking to that's supposed to be highly intelligent.
So ridiculous. Oh,
I mean, think about that. These are supposed to be the people who are supposed to be like leaders in, you know, the community, leaders in.
I mean, literally the Bible says that God gave the women females, even in animals, the ability to procreate and birth a child. And a,
Look at the jungle, the animal kingdom.
So
right?
My answer to her is, yeah, there was an assigned gender. The Bible told us, even when they got on Noah's Ark.
You're talking about the Bible.
Board,
but,
one
okay,
female
but,
and one male. I mean,
but what we need to talk about, though, here is that the left, they reject God. They reject everything of the Bible. They don't look at it.
Will, that. Is that your truth? How do you know that, Will?
But we know how
do we know we're sitting in this room and talking right now?
I know exactly right, but they really
it's all fluid.
I identify sitting in this room. How about that? Does that work? Talking about truth. So here's another one with
his interviews.
Here's another one of interviews with Matt Walsh, right, mm-hmm. where he's talking to this total socialist communist, right, and he brings up truth, and he's getting upset, and he literally says that, oh, you're saying truth? Well, truth, if you're saying that, he's saying that the truth is homophobic. If you believe in truth, that you're homophobic. What? What? I mean, I'm so jealous that he got these people to talk to him still. What?
Yeah.
You're homophobic if you believe in truth. Listen to this.
Well, I'm not even talking about social context. I'm just trying to start by getting to the truth, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really uncomfortable with that language of, like, getting to the truth. Again, in social life.
Why is that uncomfortable?
Because that – it sounds actually deeply transphobic to me. And if you keep – probing, we're going to stop the interview.
If I probe about what the truth is?
You keep invoking the word truth, which is condescending and rude. I'm saying to you...
How is the word truth condescending and rude?
Wow. Listen.
Why don't you tell me what your truth is, and you're walking on 30 seconds more of the night before I get up.
What, my truth?
I mean, really, he's so mad. It's almost like, you know what?
You keep telling me the truth. I'm going to get up and storm out the room.
It almost reminds me of when the Bible says that your tongue is like a sword. Because when you speak the truth, evil cannot handle it. So he was, like, really getting upset there. He was sitting there going, like, I mean, I can't even tell you the look on his face. He was so mad because he said he wanted to talk about truth. But Will, listen, we actually have a caller on the phone. We have Betty Murphy on the phone from Maryland.
Hello, Betty. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, hello. How are you, Will?
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just want to say I love you to death. I just love all what you have to say because it is nothing but the truth.
I really appreciate that.
Well, what I think, I'm 64 years old, and I have never in my life seen anything that's that what they're trying to do to these poor dear children in these schools.
I hear you. I'm with you.
It's absurd. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to indoctrinate these kids at a young age to grow up. It's all got to do with socialism and communism, to think how they want them to think. And I think it's just disgraceful.
It's 100% disgraceful. You're 100% correct. And you know what? There's millions of other people that are thinking the same thing you are and seeing the same craziness you are. And people don't like it. We don't have to like it, but they're forcing this onto our children because they want our children to grow up and then reject us because we don't want to believe the demonic stuff that they are doing.
It's very demonic. And to me, it's 100%. Like morbid. It's like morbid what they're doing.
Betty. Betty, so how did you hear about us today?
I'm always on there watching you.
She's always watching you, Will.
I'm always watching you on Facebook, Will.
Okay, yeah, because I put a little thing on Facebook. I did it differently today because every time I post just a direct link to the radio show on Facebook, Facebook never allows anyone to see it. So I did a little short video today. Hopefully that would make a difference. Betty, I want to thank you so much.
I did get it.
Go ahead.
I did get it. And let's talk a little bit about these guns.
Go real quick. We got another caller.
Okay. If they come after people's guns, people are not going to give up their guns, Will.
I agree.
This is the United States of America. We have a Second Amendment.
Hey, Betty, you know what? Right now, as you say that, right now we have in the Hill, they're having a huge argument over gun control. The left is getting ready to write a whole bunch of bills and present them. I think they said this Thursday or something like that. They said they are willing to eliminate the filibuster and they're ready to pack the Supreme Court to start getting their agenda through. They are hot. They are mad.
Yep.
And you know what? They're actually scary. And, you know, I told Will today, I said, you know what? We have got to start being just as angry and just as mad and push back at them. They are really going to ruin America if we do not stop them.
Yep, 100%.
If the American people don't unite, and they're always playing the race card. Tell you something. I'm a white woman, okay? And I'm a proud white woman. And let me tell you something. I'm no supremacist.
Good for you.
I've worked hard all my life for what I have. I never asked anybody for nothing. I've never harmed anybody. And not only that, but I have black family, okay? So this race card, it don't work with me. It don't work with a lot of people.
Yeah. America in general is not racist.
Yeah, 100%.
They just want us to feel like we're racist so they can push their agenda. Yeah. But thanks, Betty, for the phone call. Yep. We actually have another caller.
Yep. Hey, Betty, thank you so much, okay?
Okay, Will, you have a great evening.
You too. Take care.
All right, okay, everybody. We have next caller, Jeannie from North Carolina. What's going on, Jenny? Is it Jeannie or Jenny?
It's Jeannie, like I dream of Jeannie.
Ooh, look at you go.
Unfortunately, I don't
have
the magic.
We just have a whole new picture of you in our minds.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
Jeannie, tell me what's going on in the bottle today.
Okay, Will. Unfortunately, I don't have the magic bottle. But I do have, like a brain fart today about so many things. But specifically, this concern of our children, it's like,
yes,
God bless our children. God bless all of us, Will, not only our children, because we are their protectors here on earth, that God uses us in that role. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so why are we so focused on the children? I am not, I want to be clear, children are a priority. They are our future. But without adults, like level-headed adults, not liberal globalists, adults, in other words, schools, governments, they need us, the children.
More than ever.
So why are we so focused on children? We need societal protection,
yes. You know what, Jeannie,
not school,
you know what, Jeannie,
protection.
I've talked to multiple people, and I constantly say it, that they are the most innocent of us all. And one of the things that we were appointed as human beings on this planet is to protect and take care of children. And if we give up doing that, then God is going to disregard us. He's just going to discard us. He's just going to be like, really? You're not taking care of the most precious thing, your life and your children? Then why should I care about you? Rightfully so.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm reminded that God knows our every hair on our body, just like the birds that fly. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So he knows our needs. He is here waiting for us to say, God, help us. He is waiting for his people to unite to save us. And I don't know if you saw, I just happened to catch it on, what is the, I'm sorry for my language, but crap on Facebook. I hate Facebook. Unfortunately, I go there for people like you. Do you know?
You know what? And you know what, Jeannie? I go there for people like you. That's the only reason why all of us are still there, because we are there together and we need to stick together.
Absolutely.
I saw an awesome
video no one is talking about that was like a revival at Uvalde around the fountain. There were preachers up there. I don't know if you want to call them ministers, preachers, street people. I don't care. But they were calling children to God. And they were coming. And that is what God is asking of us today.
Yes,
Will,
absolutely.
I understand you need to move on, but I have sent you a message. Instant message, because I heard you recently say, and I would love to see this, that you wanted to have a live video or whatever mechanism with a liberal, and what are their views, so that you can discuss that. I found one for you.
Do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you get my email address. Get my email address. It's contact@uniteamericafirst.com.
So did you actually talk to them and they agreed to come on with Will?
Well, that'd be my part.
Absolutely.
I'm just asking people to get links.
But
so
found
do me a favor,
video
Jeannie.
For you
Jeannie, do
to
me a favor.
Investigate.
Get my email address, contact@uniteamericafirst.com, and send me the link to their page.
Yeah, because those people are cowards. Why don't you ask them to come on?
Can you do that for me?
I will certainly, absolutely.
Okay, is Unite,
UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Contact. You can go there, you can
like,
send me a message.
I want
but
to
my
contact,
email is,
right, perfect. I got
yeah,
it.
Contact
I got
at
your email. Absolutely. And the last thing I will say, Will, to anyone listening is if you have not gotten in contact with your local representatives, I'm talking sheriffs, to that level, up to your U.S. representatives in D.C., get on the phone because they are uninterested. They do not even want to take your call. I am telling
you. Yep, you know
this
what? You're absolutely
taxation
right.
Taxation without representation,
right.
Will.
Yep,
taxation
absolutely.
Without
I
representation.
Agree. Hey, Jenny.
I can
talk to you all day. Thank you so much,
I can talk to you also, Will. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Take care. All right, so we have another one, right?
Yep, we have Chris from Texas.
Okay, let's try to go really quick because it looks like we're getting quite a few calls in. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Will? How you doing?
It's going crazy. What you got?
Hey, I just want to make some quick points. First of all, transphobia. Okay, phobia is an irrational fear of something. I have no fear of transgender people. They disgust me. It made me nauseous. I can't stand it. But I'm not scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, did you have a chance to catch the sermon by Greg Locke out of Tennessee? He went off on a sermon talking about you cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. I mean, I've said that before in the past. It's an oxymoron. You cannot be a true Christian and vote Democrat because
right.
you're voting against
right.
God.
But how many times have you heard it coming out of the pulpit?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. A lot of these churches, they give in to the whole trendiness of all of it because they don't want to lose their congregation because they know a lot of people that are sitting in the congregation living these sinful lifestyle and they're actually promoting
right.
it as a good thing. It's such – we are living in biblical times. Is what it is.
For sure.
Another thing, you made a comment that that God tasked us with taking care of the children, innocent children. He also said take care of the widows, which Hunter Biden's been doing a damn good job of.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? You're absolutely right because in the Bible, because I looked it up one day. I tried to find it. What does it say about religion? What religion should you be? And the only thing that it says in the Bible about religion is taking care of widows and children. That's the only thing it says about religion. I'm like, this is amazing. So being a Christian is not a religion. It's a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yep. Chris, thank you so much for the call. Yep. Hey, thank you so much for the call. All right, take care.
All right, now we have Judith from Alabama.
Judith. Hey, Judith, are you there?
Hey, y'all. I'm here. How are you?
Hey. Great. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, listen, I have a question. Is it Shannon or Channon? Because it's spelled C-H.
Yeah, it's Shannon.
Shannon. Oh, it sounds like S-H, but it's C-H. Okay. All right, I just want to make sure I was saying her name right. Hi, Shannon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you keeping Will straight. I really do. You do a good job, honey. You just keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Because Will's doing a good job, too. Yeah, both of y'all. But have you heard of the digital ID yet in Iran? They're using to purchase bread.
Oh. We just got an email on that. Someone sent us an email on it, and I'm sorry, I have not been able to look at it. But I heard they were using it now to buy food, buy bread in Iran.
They're using it to buy bread. Yep. People are lining up for it.
Yeah. Judith, you actually sent us the email.
Yes, I did send it.
Hi. That's small world, small internet world.
Yeah, it was a TikTok video, and I didn't have TikTok on my phone, so I couldn't watch
it. Yeah, so we didn't have time to take a look at it, but we must have a look at it. But you know what,
Judith? I do not have TikTok.
Yeah.
I do not, but it plays anyway because I have
Facebook. Yeah, I'm not surprised that this is happening, this is coming, because, and the reason why I'm saying it, because you have the World Economic Forum just had their meeting talking about creating this one world order. And that's what's happening right now with them trying to do away with take the guns away from the American people. That's part of the one world order agenda because they know that we are the last beacon of hope for actual freedom in this planet, in the world. And if they can remove that from us, then they can just go ahead and implement the tyranny on the planet that they're looking to. And they're eventually going to do it according to the Bible, right? So my thing is we just need to get ready.
Yes.
We need to prepare.
Yes, we need to be ready. Yesterday you kept saying there's something going on and you don't know what it is, but you know there's something going on. And when I saw this video of this guy talking about the digital ID, it's already running in Iran, that, you know, it's coming. It is coming.
Yep.
And you know what's trippy to me? This trips me out now. All these other incidences, events, and things that happen, oh, Jesus is coming, and churches' Baptist lines were filled, and they had rings around their tubs because they were baptizing so many people. And now I see the end is near, and you do not hear people preaching about it. Now, that's tripping me out.
Yeah, Judith, doing a quick look up on what you sent us. So what's happening is you know, Iran, as in many other countries right now, are rationing food. That's one thing that we're kind of protected from. The media doesn't let us know that other countries are rationing food, and Iran is one of those countries right now. So in order to help with the rationing of food, they came up with this new biometric way of rolling out their food rationing.
So basically what's happening, in order for you to get your rations, you have to do this biometric ID to get your food.
That's what it says here.
Then, and you know what? I was talking about this earlier, that the way that they're going to control people, and it's not no epiphany, no secret about it, the way they are going to control people is through food, water, resources, gas, everything that we're having problems with. And Judith, thank you so much for sending that to us, bringing it to our attention.
Yeah.
You're welcome. The Bible said that their bellies would be their gods. And that's what you're going to see. That's exactly what we're going to see. I just am so excited. And, you know, just keep on going, brother, because, you know, God's got a plan. But I believe he's on the move. He's not sitting idly by. We might not see
now,
what he's doing.
That is 100% true. That is 100% true. Yeah. And we should not sit idle either.
Yep, absolutely.
Come on. Come on.
Judith.
That's right.
Hey, Judith. Thank you.
Okay, love you guys.
Yep.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Awesome. So, you know, Shannon, it's really disturbing that, you know,
I'm glad everybody recognizes I have to keep you in line.
I'll roll with it. But you know, it's something.
Yeah.
That, you know, we have all of these different things happening right now, and all of these different events, and just for it to happen in our lifetime. And I've had so many people tell me before, saying, "Will, that may come one day, but it's not going to happen in my lifetime or in our lifetime." They say maybe 60 years from now, maybe some time from now, but not, you know, anytime soon. Well, guess what? It's happening now. And a lot of people don't want to acknowledge it. And then when you say, well, you say it's going to happen 60 years from now, but look what's happening right now. How do you ignore this? And then a lot of people shut down because they don't want to talk about it. They want to look the other way.
Yeah. You know, or people just deny it because it's easier to deny, and then we justify why things are happening instead of taking a real look at why things are happening. Like I said, our media and our leaders are actually shielding us from what is really happening in the world. There are, you know, if we're having a problem getting food,
you
and I have talked about this before. Imagine the other countries that don't have access to the food that we have
access to. What did I say the baby formula was? I said the baby formula is the canary in the mine. And that's exactly what it is. When that baby formula ran out, because they knew that there was an issue.
Back in February, January.
They knew the beginning of this year that it was a problem.
Right.
And they did nothing to try to correct it. They wanted to see what it would look like, what would happen. And on top of that, they wanted to make people believe like, oh, we got this issue, we got this crisis. But guess what? We're here to save the day.
You know, it maddens me because we have Biden who, if people haven't heard Will's other shows, you would know that Biden is exporting our oil.
Yep.
Our reserves are down to 1950s low because he's selling our oil, and he's even selling to China.
Yep.
So instead of taking care of America and Americans' gas prices, he's taking care of other countries first. Same thing with our food. You cannot tell me that America, where we have farmers all across the land, if you drive along the America, across America, you will see we have farmers in America. He should be bringing them together saying, what are we going to do if a crisis happens here in America? Well, Trump would do it.
Yeah.
Biden is not going to do it because why? Just like you say, Will, he wants to have this food crisis.
Yeah, they want the crisis. They want it because then they can use it to control. Let no crisis go to waste. Remember? That's their whole motto. They use it to their advantage to control.
Yeah,
and let me say this. Let me say this.
I'll let you.
Since last year, and it didn't start just this year, but it really picked up this year. All of the food factories, these warehouses that's housing food, all of them were lit on fire. Now, I'm not saying that all of these were just straight up arson. I'm not saying that at all because I don't know. But to have so many of them happening in one year within a short period of time,
right,
you got to question it. There's something
Absolutely.
Going on. And then on top of that, we're having the food issue. Right now, look at the gas right now. The gas is going through the roof.
It is. Actually, now.
And then if you can't afford the gas, just go buy an electric vehicle. Let me repeat that. If you can't afford the gas, go buy an electric vehicle.
How
do you afford to buy an electric vehicle if you can't afford to buy the gas? It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Right. You know, it's funny. Well, because you actually showed a video last week of Biden actually admitting that we were going to have to endure this gas issue
right.
until we can, you know, basically turn over to more electric cars. He's saying this is just part of it. It's part of the growing pain. And I'm sitting going, wait a minute. You're blaming it on Russia, and now you're admitting, well, you know, we're trying to, you know, create the more green, more initiatives. We want people to turn over to electric cars, more hybrid cars. He's ridiculous. You know what? I'm so sick of this administration and what they've done to this country and also their part in the world.
It's not just them, right? This administration is what I'm referring to. It's not just them. It's the entire left. The entire left, all of the crisis, all of the chaos, all of the problems, everything. I would even go as far as saying the gun violence that we see in America is a result of the left.
Oh, absolutely.
You have CRT. You have them grooming kids.
Yep.
All of this stuff is from the left.
Right. Their agendas.
Everything is from the left.
Right. All their agendas, like you just named, have made our lives miserable. They've made our work life miserable. They've made our grocery experiences miserable. They've made our school life miserable. They've made family
miserable.
Meeting, you know, family get-togethers
miserable.
Social outings become miserable because
yes.
people conflict or hear something that they feel like they have to step into
and they're going as far as making social media miserable because
everything.
They censor people
shows.
They
you
shut
turn
you
on
down
a show
you can't watch a TV show without seeing sodomy
right
in your face. They make TV shows
or
miserable.
Victims like, oh, you know why it's been happening forever because you're black.
Yes. Oh,
right.
Speaking of that, when I was in Houston at the NRA convention and I was outside talking to the lunatics, after I got through walking around just talking to a few people, I went back and I changed my shirt. And then I walked back out there. And this black dude that I talked to earlier, just having a conversation with him, going back and forth, and he was like talking to me. But then he saw I had on the shirt that said Ultra MAGA Republican. And he goes, Ultra MAGA Republican, and he go, and you're black? I'm like, what? And then this white female that he was with, this white liberal, she said, what? We lost one. One got away. What? Oh, she literally said that.
Yeah.
One got away. And you know what? I put that short clip on Facebook, and Facebook deemed it, saying that it was not appropriate. But and I took out all the curse words and everything, but because it showed exactly how the left is, she literally said that one got away. And she said, you need to come back to the Democrat Party. She didn't say
and
those
Will
words. That's exactly what she said.
I love that she said that.
I'm like, what? What'd you say? Because it's true. Because you know what? I don't claim to be like this guy that, you know, holier than thou or anything like that. Never have, never will. But I think truly that God is using me with all my flaws. I truly believe that. And I just want to please him. And, you know, and my thing is I want to talk to people and have the conversation with them to possibly get people to think, say, you know what, maybe Will Johnson is onto something. And then if nothing,
you're onto something.
Yeah, you know, maybe he's onto something. Let me just pay attention just a little bit, you know, plant the seed. And at the same time, I think God is using me to expose the evil left, right? And not just me. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but I think God is using people in this day and age to expose the evilness that they're doing. And I gladly take that responsibility.
Right, and
I
hope
gladly
all,
continue to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I hope all our listeners take the opportunity to expose to their loved ones what the left is doing
yes.
to our America and to our lives. We have to start speaking up. And you know what? The more biblical references you can make, you really should, you know, because we've gotten away from God, but in the end it says there'll be a great revival. We need to start having that great revival. And maybe because all this chaos is happening, that it is making people look at their lives and look at what is happening and going, yep. Oh my gosh. But you know what, Will? I went across the street and I was talking to my neighbor one day, and she doesn't know that I'm a conservative and she's a total liberal. And she said to me, she's like, I just went out of here because of all these ultra Christians in the schools and all these conservatives, and they're just so terrible. And I'm sitting looking at her like, what on earth are you talking about?
Well, we know
I was sitting here going,
about.
Please leave. Right.
Yeah.
And actually we're just outside Austin. So there's too many liberals. For my life.
Oh, I mean, this
but
is
I'm just sitting there thinking,
they're wanting to keep it weird.
They literally think that you're an ultra Christian if you're a Bible believing
yep.
Christian.
So I want to play an audio clip.
They think yeah. that's extreme.
It is. They do. They want to remove us.
Okay,
from
you better
society.
Hurry up if you want to play.
Yeah,
clip.
So I
want to
play. Yeah, I want to play this clip. I think it's just under 3 minutes. I want to yeah. play this clip. It's an audio clip, and it's so on point. And I think there might be one or two enhanced length words in here, and I do apologize for not muting those out, but just listen to this audio clip, and we'll be back.
The right is full of cowards, but the left is just full of sick people. People will go at great lengths to politicize and weaponize a tragedy. I want to address the leftists out there that think this is a gun problem. We've had guns here since the dawn of time, but only in the last 20 years have we had mass shootings. Every single year, it gets more difficult to get a rifle, but every single year, we see more mass shootings. But please explain to me how this is a gun problem and not a mental health problem. And you sick bastards, the one that say, how many children need to die before you give up your Second Amendment? All of them. Is that what you want to hear? Is that the sound clip you're looking for so you can dunk on the right-wingers? Nobody's out to solve problems anymore. It's all about dunking on the political opposition. To the right-wingers out there, say maybe it is time for gun control. Here's a PSA for everybody that doesn't seem to quite understand the purpose of the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's not for hunting. It's not for the range. It's not for self-defense. Second Amendment is leverage against your government. It's a dead man switch. Purpose of the Second Amendment is to live free or die. To the lefties, oh, you think you stand a chance against the military? No, I don't. I'm not stupid. Push came to shove, an AR-15 is nothing compared to an F-35. If it really came down to it, the first Marine who was a decent shot would probably take me out. The point is that they would have to take me out, but I will go down swinging. And most people are tired of saying that what happened is an absolute tragedy. When you hear the details of what actually happened in Texas, it's pretty tough to imagine. Even if I thought that abolishing the Second Amendment would somehow stop all school shootings, I still wouldn't do it because I'm not some emotional single-issue voter. You can't just look at single issues in a vacuum. You have to look at them with respect to everything else. You know, more kids die every year sniffing fentanyl than being shot by an AR-15, but you'll fight to keep that southern border open. More Americans die at the hands of illegal immigrants, but you'll fight to keep that southern border open. So are you really about saving lives, or is it just about disarming your political opposition? After JFK, we beefed up security for politicians. After 9/11, we beefed up security at airports. All these tragedies throughout history, and we beef up the security at the places where they occur, except for schools. There are 380,000 unemployed veterans in the United States. Most of them are working age, but a lot of them have problems because they feel like they don't have a place in society. They don't feel like they have support, and they don't feel like they have a purpose. So maybe instead of sending $40 billion to fund a war on the other side of the world, we're spending more money so that children can learn about their teachers' kinks. We could instead put two veterans that are already well-trained in every school that would happily lay down their lives to protect those kids. To me, and for the people, and for the veterans, and for the children, that sounds like a win-win. And to all the fucking British people out there, we don't give a damn what you guys got going on in England. Not one single damn. You gave up your guns and the government hasn't turned on you? Wow, that's because you're a domino and we are the first domino. American right-wingers are the only thing keeping the entire world in check. Maybe you can discuss that over your next tea and biscuits. I forgot to mention all the people saying this is a Republican problem because they're all in the back pockets of the gun lobby. First of all, the gun lobby's broke. And second, all those people crying about the gun lobby won't say a word about what Big Pharma is doing to young people in America. So to all the anti-gun people, you're a liar and a coward and you don't actually care about children. And to the few real men left out there in Western society, stay hard.
Wow. You know what? Like I said, there was some enhanced language in there, but he hit all of the points, all of the key points that a lot of people are not even acknowledging. So we're here at the end, everybody. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for the calls and all the blessings. ATP, American Truth Project, is a sponsor of this broadcast. We'll see you on the flip side. Take care.